Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hello, 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 hello. Hopefully, hello, you can hear me, and welcome to this final boss fight live stream of D&D. If you can't hear me, we've got problems. If you can hear me, hopefully you're hearing me a little bit clearer because I've been playing with my sound settings. Again, if you can't hear me, you'll never know because this episode will mysteriously disappear and go down in history as that one that probably never happened, actually.
Well, having a quick listen to the stream, you're good.
Excellent.
Say, I'm definitely hearing you, but I'm not sure if that's intentional or not, or if I'm just losing my mind. Why are you asking me to do things to goats?
Hopefully, or is it just you guys can hear me. But also, the stream can hear me clearer, can hear you guys clearer, can hear still the sound of the music, but also, I now have a mixing thing that allows me to adjust the levels of the audio of the music versus the audio of you guys on the Discord versus the audio of my microphone. Yay! Exciting times. That was a fun afternoon spent setting that up, and I'm probably going to need to remember to do that before most of the streams for the rest of time now. Or at least until I've set it up for everything that we're playing and everything I play in the future. But it's set up for Discord now, at least, so that's sort of one of the big ones out of the way. Brain, go now. Yes, we are playing D&D. My name is John, and I am joined by Ben, the Quest Giver.
Greetings. It's good to see you.
By Obsolete Goat.
Hello, I'm going to be using the wheelchair rules from Mustang Art today. Thank you again, Mustang Art, for letting us use them.
By Smitty.
It's been a while, but I'm back, bitches.
Whee!
And by the Rogue Trader Enthusiast.
Brought to you in beautiful Dolby surround sound.
Or Dalby surround sound. We got the knockoff version.
Yep, Dalby. It's like half the price, but you get like three quarters of the sound quality. As long as you ignore the tiny voice coming through the background of, you know, intrusive thoughts and
coming
something
to you
about giving Jeff Bezos all your money.
Coming to you in Dalby Air.
Coming to you in Dalby surround sound. 4.5 sound. It's not quite as
so
many.
It's a lot of bass.
Oh god, my downstairs neighbor would end me if I had 4.5 surround sound. There wouldn't be a floor anymore.
Last time you guys got together, you were greeted once again by the mysterious reappearance of your good friend Sergeant who had been missing for a few weeks. You left the alchemist's cave and headed south, finding first a cave filled with strange stalactites, and as you looked amongst them, Toya, I nearly said Chupa, that was her old character. Toya spotted some movement within the rock formations, pinned one of them to the ceiling with a javelin, and then a fight broke out as these strange creatures dropped from the ceiling and tried to land upon you. You very quickly dealt with that threat and continued south, finding a room filled with three large humanoid-ish creatures that were shoveling gemstones into a mouth that was where their neck should be. You manage to sneak past that room and cross the river that you found lazily flowing through this area and made your way round through a area filled with mushrooms and strange bird-like 6-foot-tall bird creatures with hooks for arms that you manage to distract by using up a large amount of the rations that Wall had been carrying, along with some of the rations from Toya's pack. You made your way around the caves a little and found a room filled with small fish creatures that were eating other small dead fish creatures who looked upon you very hungrily until such time as you started to really massacre them, at which one of them ran off to the north. You found more of the fish creatures there, and after a brief fight, Vaisin managed to convince them to stop fighting, at which point they asked you to help build a god for them. Your peace talks extended to trading the head of the god that they had for, thankfully, not their first choice, which was Vaisin's head. He has decided to keep that firmly attached at the neck. But instead for the Sahagwin statue that Wall has been carrying around, as well as a promise that the following day you will go and investigate what it is that has evicted the Kuotoa from their previous home and taken over where their old god Bulbaslop resides. They have promised to give you a set of rafts and have left you in a tent set up just outside their town so that you can have a long rest uninterrupted by the town of fish people. But you have decided to take a long rest, taking regular watches throughout the night to ensure that nothing sneaks up on you, that the fish people don't try to gut you in your sleep or any other threats.
I took the potion of awakeness, so I'm doing all of the watches and people can join me throughout.
You did.
I'll just set it out for our wizardy friend. Alchemy friend.
You have taken the alchemist's potion of watchful rest, which means that you still gain the benefits of a long rest, but you don't need to sleep. Otherwise known as the potion of really strong coffee.
Wall's favorite type of potion.
I imagine like some of us having difficulty sleeping just because like the metal joints in your chair just rattling against each other. Just really quietly, but just loud enough to disturb sleep.
Just loud enough. You can just hear like Wall like trying really hard not to like just kind of like roll around.
Well, are you rolling around really slowly, but it's just enough for the bearings to squeak.
Yep.
There is also a strange and slightly off-putting burbling sound of fish snoring. So as we do this long rest, is there anything in particular people here would like to talk to? Ideally, talk to the people that are here or NPCs that exist.
Nefira.
Yeah.
I need to apologize. I need to apologize for everything which I've done. I was foolish. I was misguided. I was terrible. And I know that words aren't going to be able to express that enough. I feared the worst and acted on impulse that never wasn't right of me. And I'm sorry about that. And I know now that when it comes down, I've been shown, painfully shown, but there are so many paths of your kind. They can all take good, bad, and otherwise the gods have no effect on it. Say the things which I have said and do the things which I have done, I apologize. But I don't expect you to accept it, but I have to say it. But I also have to ask you. Why did you try and go against the body? Why did you try and get that sword? I won't press, but I just need to know.
I wanted that sword because I just want power for myself. And that sword was a source of power that I could have for myself. I've made bad deals before. Can't make any worse deals than the one that I originally made so many years ago. But now that I'm not your enemy, and certainly we can't say we're friends, we can certainly say we're work colleagues for the time being.
That is certainly fair. I thank you for that much, at least. I appreciate your honesty there. I understand that. Thank you for letting me know. Thank you for telling me. And once again, I'm sorry. I'll leave you to your evening so that you can rest. I hope that one day we might be able to become friends. Proper.
I'll offer a handshake to you. Do the full warrior style, like grip up the arm kind of handshake.
I shake your hand. Thank you.
In this moment on,
Gark.
This moment on, Gar. We are clansmen.
There we are. And I'll do my best to protect you. Like I will the rest.
Likewise. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need sleep.
Of course. Of course.
Also, get some sleep yourself. You look absolutely exhausted.
I'm going to have to redo the overlay now, aren't I?
Do you want me to roll perception, John, or
yes, please.
Cool. Well, I said that and then immediately was like, I will do that, puts thing in bin, gets distracted. Leave it with my character sheet. I said my computer is a potato right now. I'm gonna upgrade it at some point. Perception.
I'm
gonna roll it normal because I presume that it just smells too bad here for me to use my sniffy smell.
You don't want to try and take in the sniffy smell right now. Between the decaying remains of the troglodyte corpses in the cave to the south and the fish people in the cave to the north, it's a wild bouquet of scents, even not fully opening your senses up.
Yep. And the worst part is his stomach is growling aggressively. He's just like, I'm not going to enjoy these smells. Stop enjoying these smells. What do I get? Anything interesting with the 17 or nah?
Your watch passes, which is the entire night, passes without without any issues. If anybody wishes to have watches with Wall and conversations with Wall during this very awake time for Wall, feel free.
Buzzing in his chair.
Do you have anything I can stick up my nose? I can't sleep with this stink.
It's like, I have, like, Wald just, like, wipes the corner of his mouth. It's like, I have wax, nose pins. So hand them over. Go into your bag, quickly pull them out, pass them to you.
Thank you. If I smell this much longer, my stomach's going to rumble loud enough to wake up the Kuatoa to sort of, like, mudge something to cover my nose. Because people... Basin eats fish people. This is a thing that happens. Well, he eats a lot of fish and Sir Harguin. I don't think he's actually ever eaten Kuatoa. He probably would have if we hadn't stopped fighting them.
This is fair.
Well, looks at you like he's agreeing with you. Silent nod of agreement. Just like, mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but for me, Vason feels like every single World of Warcraft player post like level 14.
What?
But I've had enough of Murlocs. I'm going to kill them all.
Murloc food.
Eventually, reach like level 20. Reach like level 70, and it's like Murloc are friends, not food. Finally getting past it. Yeah, that's all Vazen's gonna do. He has his head. He's good.
Eventually, you start coming to consciousness the following day. A long rest successfully passed. If you haven't already added it back to your character sheets, feel free to do so. But it looks like we're all clear there.
Just a order of bookkeeping. Who has the green gem?
I don't know, actually.
I believe the last person that I remember having it in the last session, Wall identified it.
I probably still have it, yeah. I don't know if it's in my inventory. Let me check.
Can you remind us what it was? Because I forgot, other than it was a green emerald thing.
It's a gem of control slards, and it's not in my inventory. I'll throw it to Nefira. Seems like something he'd like.
Ooh, shiny.
Just give Nefira a free slard.
Like, he's taken my cursed sword. He's going to have this weird... frog.
I shall be a Pokemon master.
I mean, I think we have to find the slard before it, you know, works, but Charles the slard, allegedly. Not sure how I feel about that ethically, but at the same point, I don't think I can be bothered to care anymore.
I consider it a get out of problem free card. We shall hang on to this.
Right.
Does anyone have any lobster?
Should we? Just like, oh god, don't even talk to me about food right now, Vason.
Nefiris is going to give you the look of what? Where do you think we get lobster down here?
Well, they were eating something lobster-like before. Look, I haven't had a lot of seafood recently. It's my favorite food.
We're not in the posh part of Waterdeep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have. When I was in Luskan, they used to have those like white lobster things, the alcohol ones.
I say, just to roll this back, lobster historically was not posh. It only became posh in like the 1900s. Before that, they were literally called the rats of the sea.
Delicious succulent rats.
I don't know how to react to that.
You got those white lobsters that you get down in the Underdark, the alcohol ones.
I can get drunk off lobster?
Yeah, it was a thing in Luskan when I was there. They're really nice, so good. Finishes the sandwich. It's like, speaking of food, we actually do need to stock up on rations at some point. I am really low. And, yeah, I'm not even gonna. My appetite's real bad.
Well, let me just take a look. Just like, basically, just sort of like goes to take a look at like the what's left of like the crustacean that they were eating yesterday, just to see if there's anything good left.
As you enter the room, the smell says no.
Oh God!
The water's dirty, so we can't catch anything from that. Oh, okay. When we next go up to this, when we're next back in Waterdeep, we're going to the docks. We're getting some good seafood.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of seafood, let's go and find where these guys were camped out previously.
The Kuatoa Archpriest, as you're all sort of getting equipment on and ready for the day's traveling. The Kuatoa Archpriest enters the cave, and I believe he had the spell. Yes, he walks into the cave, casts a spell on himself.
You should come with me.
I forgot they sounded like that. What for? Not that we don't trust you.
We will take you to our rafts.
Yes.
And we will show you the world to where we used to love.
Okay, well, that's over itself.
I am the Archpriest over here.
Oh, sorry, didn't want to be insensitive. You really need to put some, like, headdress on or something.
I have a staff. Can't see it in my token, but I have a staff.
And he leads you up.
You can tell he's not a priest. He has the power to break the fourth wall.
Yes, you don't get that until you become an archpriest. Just regular priests, they have to obey the fourth wall.
Oops, it's in the water.
He leads you up through the rough camp that the Kuatoa have. Ick does not climb onto Arm. leads you up through the rough camp that the Kuatoa are sleeping in. You see several tents of various sizes and several Kuatoa line the streets to watch as you go past. And you can sort of hear muttering amongst themselves in this weird babbling language you don't understand.
I'm kind of glad we didn't kill all of them. Not going to lie, that's a lot.
There's a lot of them.
They lead you up to the edge of the river, where you can see that it flows round from north round to the south. And there are three rafts, each big enough to take, how many of you are there? 2 to 3 people per raft.
Right, oh.
The Archpriest.
If you follow the river and you go to the south from here, We used to live in the cave just around the river bend.
Why did you leave again?
Something big came and forced us out.
Right.
Can I taste the water? Because I vaguely remember something about the water being bad.
Oh, if I remember correctly, actually, the water flows the other direction from what I said. It flows this direction.
So from the southeast.
From the direction
northwest.
He has told you to go to, yes.
Cool.
Well, that's consistent with what everyone else is saying, so potentially the monsters caused the bad water.
Roll me an investigation check to just sort of taste the water. Or perception, if that's better.
It's slightly better to use perception. Let's go with that. That's still a four. Wow.
There is a... You can't quite tell what it is, but there is a... bitterness to the water.
Nope.
It's off.
Don't like that. Oh, I do not like that.
Toya.
But like,
looks...
there's no like burning sensation or anything like that.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's just like not the taste you're expecting. There's no real like strong taste to it, but it's definitely not fresh water or salt water. There's something in it.
Yeah.
Toya looks sure apprehensively at the rafts.
Just get on. I'll teach you to swim another time. Not in this.
Zara will get on the same raft as Toya. And suggest maybe, Vason, do you want to get on this raft with us?
Sure. I look around for like any sort of like, you know, like how gondoliers have a pole for pushing the raft.
There is a pole per raft.
Cool. I'll just grab the pole for our raft and I'll get on.
I'll get on another raft.
Ick pulls out his crossbow and looks to you and... Shall I come with you?
I'd very much like that. Where would you like us to put ourselves, by the way?
Let's go there. Ick's gonna go there, so if you put yourself next to Ick... And then there were three...
Three in the last raft.
Nuri will climb aboard the raft with you, but I think that one's possibly going to be between Nefira and Wolve as to who's rowing.
All right.
I'm going to look at my chair and then look at Nefira.
I'll row, it'll be fine.
Nuri looks at... He doesn't row...
Nobody's rowing. It's a pole. It's punting.
Well, he doesn't punt.
Honestly, it's like none of you have ever been like used a raft before.
I mean, I am very much land-based. I gesture down again.
Toyas, I have never used a raft before.
I mean, I expect that from you.
I feel that I can make that revelation about Toya without that being shocking. new character information.
Toy's gonna come back next week and be like, "Oh, she actually spent a lot of time on a pirate ship, being like the cat on the ship." That's yes. Why she doesn't like the open sea.
But never rafts.
Never rafts.
Only big galleons.
Sloops.
Plenty of space to run around.
Enough space to swing a cat, which she finds a horribly derogatory saying.
But in Toya's room, cat swings you.
Is there any level of stealth we can have in piloting these rafts?
I'm just now picturing Armstroke, Gar, and Toya just like swinging each other around somehow. Like one of them picks up the other as swings, puts down, and then the first one does like the cape switching who's swinging whomst.
I mean, I can imagine it for those two because no offense to Gar. And all the offense to Toya, they both seem like they could operate on Looney Tunes rules. As long as they don't look down, gravity won't apply.
Yeah, I can see that. I've literally jumped out of windows, so I'll give you that one.
You can attempt to be stealthy. It's not easy in a raft to be stealthy, especially when you're punting, but if actually I can do the thing, can't I? I can request a roll, a stealth roll from all of these people. All of these people request.
Oh, that's cool.
I need to remember. Oh, that's not good. Do this, and I am at the moment controlling Nuri, who has disadvantage, and
you did a very good job sitting there doing nothing.
Or do we just have to click? I had to click the one in there to match you.
I mean, it doesn't matter to this because I can just see the one that you've done.
I was gonna say, when it come down to it, I did a lot worse than that when I did the actual roll.
And then,
but if you want to take the good one, that's fine by me.
Well, you know what? You know, I'll be kind and yeah. So let's see. That's good.
I like the idea that I like the idea that Toya and Zara are just like hidden behind me and just being this 7-foot metal clad dragonborn, desperately trying to be quiet whilst pushing a raft forward. It's just not having a good time because there's like random bits of light.
Zara and Toya are being the quietest because they're just having a moment together right now.
Yeah, they're just very quietly hugging and keeping Toya from freaking out by looking deeply into Zara's eyes rather than where you actually are right now.
Mm-hmm. Nuri, on the other hand, is playing with all the knick-knacks she's picked up along the way.
Yep. She found the handbell she had in one pocket and just ringing it loudly and...
She found a bag of nails and she's jangling it aggressively.
No, he's not in this campaign.
So that makes the only stealthy raft Gar's raft.
Right. You stealthily raft along. All the rafts have at least one player character on, so if the player characters wish to move their rafts, I will move NPCs along with you.
I'll let Nefira take the lead on this one.
No. Apparently I found a wall.
Yeah, I'm sitting next to you.
No, a wall, not a wall. Row your boat gently downstream.
Da, 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 da.
Oh.
Every so often working out where the NPCs are compared to where the boat should be that they are on.
I can move around the raft.
I more mean like actually like when they're just like stood behind where the boat last was.
Is there anything? I see something down there.
Yeah, I was saying, I'm curious. What does this area look like?
So you see sort of a cut through into a lake, an underground lake.
From the directions we were given, I'm guessing it's not literally there that we're looking to go.
Can we it go with could very well be. From?
Can we tell where the bad water's coming from?
Not at the moment.
Does it seem like it's coming? Okay.
It could be flowing out of there.
You know what? Vason's not afraid of water. Toya, hold the pole.
Wait,
just
what?
Sort of to anchor to anchor the raft. Vason's just going to quickly slip into the water, and he's just going to like feel the flow of the water to see like one. Well, one, feel the flows of the water, and then have a little taste to see which tastes worse, either the water in here or the water out here.
So the water in... There's not a lot of difference in it, but this water does taste slightly stronger.
Yep. This water.
Yep. Oh, yep, that stinks. Let's go. Doop-doop-doop-doop. Take the pole back off of Toya, who's probably just like entirely frozen with fear when they have the pole.
I'd like to think that Wall was trying to make bets with Nefera to see if that raft was going to capsize the second that you came off it.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, this is very big.
You see a one second, that's not the map description for this bit. You see a large underground lake. Oh, have you just changed prepared spells for Wall?
I'm sorry, I forgot to do it before.
Why does it think you're in combat? You're not in combat.
Why does...
You see a large underground lake, and in the center of that lake, there is water lapping up onto a stone island. From where you are stood... you can't quite make it out from there.
I can see something in grayscale. So I think that's in my dark vision at best.
Looks like a little island or something.
Yeah, there... You can make out an island. And the water of the lake just sort of laps up onto it.
Okay, Zara, get Toya on land. I'll beach the raft. Okay, okay, good. I just sort of like lead the way.
Can you at that point? Oh, no. I'm going to ask you to stop moving and catch the NPCs up with you.
Oh no, what have I done?
I'm going to catch Nefira up with this round. Don't. Could you make me a perception check?
Ooh.
That's a 12.
Vason was... I'm going to have your raft buddies make perception checks as well. Zara!
There are other numbers, Zara.
Zara is on point. Toya is panicked.
Or Zara's, all Toya's seeing right now is just Zara's chest. That's all she's looking at.
She's...
The antithesis of the meme of "I love sunglasses. No one can tell where I'm looking."
as you start rowing across, punting across the lake towards the island. Zara looks round into the water and just sort of shouts, "Look out!" Just as a large humanoid lobster creature breaks out of the water and appears.
Oh no.
Two large pincers that it reaches out and attacks you with.
Look, lobster.
Yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy dinner.
Does an 18 hit your armor class, Vason?
It just does.
Oof.
That is 7 points of damage as it reaches up and just grabs you, and you are grappled.
I mean, that's very fun for it. Because I still have 12 hours left.
Does your other thing go off?
Yeah, let's use that. I haven't used that in a while, so I'm gonna use so Gift of the Gem Dragon. Let's use it. It needs to make a DC 14 strength saving throw.
It doesn't.
Cool.
So it goes away from you.
So it takes 2d8 force damage. So that's a total of 10 force damage.
It does not look happy and doesn't understand what has just happened. as it's burst up out of the water for what it thinks is easy pickings, grabs onto you, and suddenly you explode out with psionic energy and force it away. It lets out a weird sound. And I'm going to ask people to roll me initiative.
Oh, there's no combat encounter yet. No!
No, I rolled prematurely. Actually, my one didn't go through at all, yeah, actually.
I am rolling yes. well tonight.
18! Time for lunch. Time for... I suppose we've brunch at this point? I don't know. Some sort of meal.
I'm just hungry.
Second breakfast.
Oh no, Ick and I have to fight for initiative.
Oh dear. Okay, let's get into this combat. Ick is going first. Can Ick see it from where he is? Yes, I'm going to say yes he can. And he is going to try and crossbow that thing.
John, where's the thing in combat? I can't see it.
That is very fair. It is not in the combat.
No. Yeah.
It is after Toya.
Okay, fair.
It might be that it's hiding it until its first turn.
I see!
That'll nice. Hit. So a crossbow bolt sails across and slams into the creature, and it sort of wheels around and looks and just burbles to itself. Vason.
Your turn next.
Fantastic. Let me just make sure that I've got the right smite ready. Oh, I don't have the right smite ready. Damn. Never mind then. Matthias, I'm gonna drop a quick I'm not gonna use a spell. I'm just gonna just look at it like Faison just looks at this thing ravenously. Cause he didn't have a huge breakfast, and he's just seen essentially a giant lobster dinner turn up. Or whatever this thing is. What does it look like? Actually, you know what? Can I do a nature check or something to figure out what the hell this thing is?
You can. It does look like a giant, a large-sized lobster-like creature, like multiple tentacles coming out of its mouth, large pincers, four legs, and a large tail, covered completely in sort of golden, slightly off-gold, tarnished gold, chitinous armor. You do not recognize it.
But with a 7, does it look tasty?
You imagine that it, if it tastes like lobster, you're all in for it.
Cool. I just pass the pole to Toya and just leap, and I'm just going to summon my sword in midair because I'm going to leap and attack it.
Okay. As you leap from the raft, you just hear Toya, "What do you expect me to do with..." before you're gone.
Whee!
Oh, yeah, and I'll unpause the game so you can move.
Thank you.
In the back of Jason's mind.
I can easily leap 15 feet. And yeah, I guess I'm going to just jump on it and attack it a few times.
Okay.
24 for the first hit.
That'll hit.
Cool. So that's going to be... Oof. Only 9 damage.
Okay.
And we're going to attack it again for the second attack, which is only a 10.
That does not hit.
Dang. Cool. That's everything. Other than, like, I don't know if stylistically you'll let me hold on to it.
I mean, I will assume that it is not being grappled by this attempt to ride it. So
yes, yes. Just holding on. Thank you.
It is your turn,
Nuri.
Dinner time.
Nuri looks at the creature and is going to try and assist you with fighting it, so is going to cast a Guiding Bolt at first level. Hurls a bolt of divine energy at the creature that explodes over it, rippling through its the plates of its chitinous armor and burning the flesh underneath, and dealing 12 points of radiant damage. And the creature starts to let out a luminescent glow, so whoever gets the next attack on it is going to be making that attack with advantage.
Nice.
It'll be your turn next.
Toya is going to panic punt and basically move the raft onto solid ground. The front end of the raft just like bucks up onto the land. And then Toya is just going to move away from it and sort of shout obscenities at the fish creature to come and fight it on land.
It's your turn.
I want to think that she's calling it a pussy, even though she's the one hiding. It's like, oh, no, pussy, fight me on land! Even though she's not scared of water.
Its turn, it is going to ignore the land dweller. And it has enough movement to get to here.
Oh, no.
Whoop.
So, Woll.
Oh, God.
Does a 14 hit your armor class?
I am going to shield that.
Okay, does a...
Just double checking. 8 will not hit. I'm going to check that I have shield prepared. I do have shield prepared. I cast shield. So my AC is bumped to... Fuck, I haven't cast shield in so long. 17.
It's plus 5. Yeah. Oh, so the 18 does hit.
Oof. Ow!
So the first claw comes in and you just put up a shield of magical energy and it looks at you annoyed and just comes in with the second claw. And you take 10 points of piercing damage, bludgeoning damage. And you are grappled.
Oh! Cool, I'm gonna... Can I just click and take it? I don't think I can.
If you select your token, you should be able to right-click it and apply damage.
35. Cool, did it.
It's your turn.
Shit, cool. I'm useless in combat, in close quarters combat. Wall is just in a panic, going to try and reach out for... Vason, who is on this thing's head, and cast Enlarge Reduce.
Okay.
To enlarge, obviously.
I was going to say, are you going up or down?
I'm going to make Vason tiny and fast again. No, I'm kidding.
I can eat it from the inside. Yes.
You just must have it. No, I'm going to enlarge Vason.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw the spell information up and Do I? I've already used my action to cast that spell.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Wall is weedy and riddled with chronic pain. He ain't going anywhere.
Okay.
How deep is this water?
That's his spell.
It is.
I think I cast the spell twice accidentally, but. There we are.
So I don't physically know whether or not I can actually stand on this thing anymore, or if I'd actually just be standing on the bottom of the lake.
I feel like the lake's probably not that deep. Like
The northeastern half of the cave plunges to a depth of 50 feet.
Cool. You're treading water.
The lake's depth, as you go towards the southwest wall, goes down to about 20 feet.
That's not my best move.
Nefira.
Oh, I'm pink.
Help.
No. See, now I like to get in close. But the idea of swimming, not that good.
You can turn the boat around, or the little thingy around.
But you'll then not be on the raft.
I mean, I'm being grappled by this thing anyways. I feel like I'm screwed either way.
Yeah, that's good. But I'll just fire off a couple of Eldritch Blasts for now. We'll feed this thing out later. So Eldritch Blast the first, an 18 to hit.
An 18 will hit.
Take a whopping 11 points of force damage.
Ow.
And the second is a 13 to hit.
13 does not hit. The first blast slams into the creature and you blast off some of the chitinous armor. The second blast just goes wide and just dissipates in the distance. Anything else on your turn, Nefira?
No, that should be my turn for now.
Glar.
You are next. I'm presuming that we can move these rafts as far as we can move, right?
Yes.
Right, in which case I would like to move the raft over, swing myself around this side. I will activate the storm girdle.
Okay.
And then pull in and immediately hit him with my warhammer. Am I right that I have advantage?
I'm going to say yes, because I completely forgot about it for Nefira. So somebody is getting it. It might as well be you.
That'd be 19 to hit.
That will indeed hit.
Roll the damages. Oh, so one moment. Let me just find out what... Because it will turn all damage into thunder damage instead.
Okay, so that's two-handed?
That will be coming in two-handed.
So that is...
I'm going to start to grab my staff for the next turn, but it's telling Ick to stand behind me. Take shots from my shoulder if you must.
Ick will run round on the raft to be behind you. Anything else on your turn?
That is all I can do at the moment.
Okay, it is now Zara's turn. And Zara is going to Ray of Frost it. So a bolt of freezing magical energy pierces off of the island towards it, strikes into it, and causes 12 points of damage, and slows it down some.
It is your turn. It is your turn.
And we are back to Ick, who is going to crossbow it. Or not. Fires the crossbow, but in all the movement, fails to find purchase in the creature.
It will be your turn next.
Vason.
So you mentioned that some of the shell broke off when Nefira hit it with the Eldritch Blast, correct?
Yep.
I would like to crack its shell open.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's a strength check.
Yes.
And I have advantage because I'm big.
Yes.
Fantastic. I'm literally just going to try and crack this thing's shell open.
Like, okay.
Like, I'm guessing wherever Nefiri is, like, broken open the shell, I'm just going to put both hands in there and just pull it apart.
Okay.
Cool. So that's just going to be a strength check with advantage. Oof. Wow, I rolled bad. It was much lower than I expected, but hey, it was a natural one before.
I'm going to give it an opposed check, and we'll see how it does. Nope. Roll me a d6 and add your strength modifier.
Ooh, nice. So d6 plus 4. 9.
I mean, I'd say how do you want to do this, but I feel that you already know how you wish to do this.
Yeah, full on, just rip open the shell. If it's as I sort of feel it stop moving, I just sort of like stop for a moment. And I just sort of like pick it up and just sort of like tread water with it sort of on my shoulders to the island.
Okay.
Assuming the fight's over. Otherwise, I'm just sort of holding it mid-swim.
You're holding it mid-swim. Because immediately at the end of your turn.
Oh no.
But wait, there's more.
But wait. A large octopus-like creature shadow surrounding it floats out of the water, its tentacles moving into the water. It opens a large mouth on the bottom of its body and several inner sub-mouths appear with tentacles and teeth writhing from inside them. Its body looks like that of a wrinkled like a brain. And a triangle of three eyes over its gaping maw look firmly towards the very large dragonborn in the lake.
What the fuck is this? What the hell is that?
I still have a movement and a bonus action, yeah?
Yeah, we'll say that it's still movement bonus action time for you.
Cool.
Your main course has turned up.
I'll say, can I just... I'll just sort of plop... I don't know if this is going to take an action or if you'll let me get away with bonus action, but put the corpse on Umm's raft.
Okay.
And we'll go down with this ship.
Well, I hope it's not going to go down. I just don't want it to get mucky. And then I'm going to use... So I need to get clear of the raft, otherwise I'm going to knock it over, so that's 10. And then that's 25.
Do you have a swim speed?
I do. I do think I have a swim speed. But I also have my Aura of Electricity, which boosts it. I'm trying to find out if I... Okay, no, I have the default swim speed, whatever that is.
Oh, except you're under freedom of movement at the moment.
Cool, never mind.
Which gives you that. you ignore water.
This is great. I'm having so much fun. Mason's having his best life.
So you start to move through the water and suddenly you realize it's not as difficult to move through as normal. It's not weighing on you like it normally does, and you shoot through the water like a missile. That was one attack. So
I have one attack left. Fantastic.
You do indeed.
There's going to be a oversized scale edge whacking whatever this thing is.
Okay.
Quite satisfactorily. And Azvace is just like, I've got crustacean, now for calamari. I'll say, what does that do with my attack rolls? So it's just damage that got changed. Cool. So that's a crit.
Ooh.
Oh my. Pendragon Nomad also says, I thought you were going to say, do you have a swimsuit?
Underneath the armor, yeah.
Yeah. Little speedos under the thing. So roll the damage.
So I've got an extra d4 from being big, so that's an extra 2d4 in critting.
It's an extra 4 because we don't.
Sorry, yes.
I don't double the dice. I let you have the maximum.
Okay, so that is
and then a roll
critical
of the dice.
So that is 26 slashing damage.
Whew.
And you know what? I'm feeling greedy. I wanna eat this thing now. Yeah, we're gonna throw a quick little divine smite in there.
Okay.
At first level.
So that's 3d8 for you because of scale edge.
So that's.
So if you roll the damage and then it's another. Well, actually, roll the damage plus 24.
I was just going to roll the thing because I learned how to manipulate it.
Yeah.
So that is 38 radiant damage.
Fucking hell.
That ouch. I don't feel as bad about things that are going to happen in a minute now. I don't.
He's hungry.
He's not happy with you now.
Anyone looking at Mason, he's drooling. He's been craving fish food for the last like 20 minutes and suddenly he's getting a buffet. And that's my turn.
Anything with no bonus actions. Cool.
It is your turn.
It is its turn now.
Oh no, what's about to happen?
You can see that its tentacles are lined with small, sharp teeth. It looks at you with these three eyes, and all of you hear a voice pounding in your head.
Oh, fuck.
Booming. You come here. You disturb the perfect life forms of the sea. You shall be mine.
Competitive lunch.
Vason. It strikes out with a devolving tentacle.
Ooh.
That is a 12 to hit.
That will bounce off my armor.
That is a 27 to hit.
That will hit.
It deals you 15 points of piercing damage as this tentacle with teeth wraps around you. And can you roll me a constitution saving throw?
Sure. So that's... That should be in my favour. I've got a plus 6.
Should be fine.
That's a 12.
It's not fine.
Nope. No, it's not fine.
You feel as the teeth pierce into you, there's a pulse runs through you, and you are suddenly covered. The teeth ooze a slime into you and onto you, and you are covered in this thick slime. And until you save from this, every attack roll and ability check you make, you must roll a d4 and take that away from the d20.
Ooh.
It's like pain.
That's not fun, but I am going to use that reprisal now that he's hurt me. Because that was nasty. Damn it, he passed.
That is a 15. He is then...
But he still takes half. He does still take 5 half force damage. Yeah.
That is fair. He is then going to lock onto your eyes with his 3 eyes. And awesome. I'm going to... You really... You pissed him off. could you make me a wisdom saving throw?
With a minus 1d4?
Yes.
Okay. So minus 1d4. Minus 1d4. All right, let's go. That's a 25, which I'm not sure how that's working since I did say minus. So wait, that's a 19 plus 6 plus 2. Where's the plus 2 coming from?
It's what you roll on the d4. It's adding it, not taking it away.
Right, so that should be a 21.
21 still makes the save.
No, wait. 19 plus 5 plus 6 is 25. 23.
23 8. Is better than that other one was, and made the save as well.
Yay!
Do you feel this weird energy run over you, and you force it back? Does I want to... Can he reach anyone else? Doesn't want to be next to you anymore, so...
Well, he's got me grappled, doesn't he?
No.
Ah!
No, he's injected you with the slime. He's going to use a bonus action to jaunt. And he is going to teleport over here. He just disappears and reappears.
Where'd my lunch go? Come back, you. Lunch!
Nuri looks over to Vason, and seeing as we can't get over there to touch you with a cure wounds because of boat. You are the only one that needs healing at the moment.
I need healing.
Oh yeah, Wall needs healing.
Wall is no longer grappled.
I'm no longer grappled, yes. But the thing is dangerously close to me right now.
So for Wall and for Vason, you both get 11 points of healing.
Ooh, thank you very much.
I'm back at max.
I'm nearly back at max. That was beautiful. Thank you, Neri.
Make ready. Your turn comes.
Toya runs over the island and starts shouting at the squid creature. It's having very little effect.
It is your turn.
I say, Toya does have javelins.
Toya does have javelins.
Toya does have javelins.
I know this intimately.
Toya flings.
Oh!
Toya is very concerned with the water right now and is not at the A game at the moment. At this point, another fishy creature steps out onto the island, comes up behind Toya, and grapples. That's probably not going to hit. That one might, though. That does hit. So Toya screams out, slightly from, mostly from pain, slightly from, yay, there's a bad guy I can hit because he's on land now. It's a weird scream of excitement and pain.
Certain people in total circles will know exactly what that scream is.
Whoa.
It's me. Wall is gonna quickly load into his gun a branding smite bullet.
Okay.
And get that precast. And then is going to cha-ching back to give it two shots. I always forget how to do it, so attack. Obviously against the big ugly, 22.
That'll hit.
Cool. And then damage. That is 8 on the bullet, and with the branding smite, that's an additional 10 radiant that kind of like shrapnels out, so that's 18 total.
Okay. And
second shot. Tick. Normal.
21 will also hit.
Fuck yeah. It's got like a perfect trifecta of eyeballs, and I'm just going for the middle bit. That's 15 damage on that second one.
You just click the first shot in, and the slightly glowing bullet shrapnels across it. The glow spreads across the creature. The second shot fires again and just slams into it. The creature, you can hear it screaming in your head.
Wall's gonna quickly like turn to Nefira and be like, I know you want to hit it with your sword real bad, but I don't think that's a good idea right now. Maybe we should leave. Get some distance.
Nefira.
Leave. It's running away.
It's not running away. It's getting a better angle on us.
It's not going anywhere. Also, did I just skip my turn? I did not.
You did.
My apologies, I clicked the wrong button.
Nefira, come back.
Nefira stands there, looks at him, stops.
He spends the entire
time. I stopped for a second as he's just trying to figure out what to do. I'm going to summon myself a friend.
Okay.
What? And it didn't place the permission. I don't have permission for the token, apparently.
Yeah, I'm having some problems with that. Which flavor of shadow would you like?
It is the Fury Demon. So Nefira is going to summon the sword and point it out as he's looking at Wall, going, look, it's running away. We are going at it.
It's like, huh.
Oh, right. Who is it within 30 feet of my Fury? We all are. Okay, so we won't do that. It'll just have to go for some chilling wrens.
Okay. You should have access to the token, if you can't place it.
Yes, I do indeed. Chilling Wren the first. Because he gets multi-attack now. Yay, level 4. 16
that
to hit.
Does not hit.
The second is a 12. God
that,
dang it.
That does not hit either.
Ready, your turn comes.
Gark. I'll get one of your names eventually. Ben, it's your go.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Ben, get it.
Bursing, move up, raging, and then laying down a hammer, two-handed. Do I have advantage on this one?
Not on this one.
Okay. That's 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
That'll be 200, so...
11 points of damage.
Does that include the rage?
Nope, so that's another 2.
2 points. Yep. There were 2 points and it's thunder damage.
Lovely. So there's a... As the hammer hits in, like... There's a crackling around the hammer and there's a loud explosion outwards from the creature. And it's almost met by this roaring that just fills your minds, pushes you. You can almost feel the creature's agony as you keep slamming into it.
It is your turn.
It is a one last thing.
Yep.
Which is, you have one chance to surrender. That's it.
Zara is going to turn around and see the large lobster creature grappling her girlfriend, and is going to Ray of Frost the large lobster creature that is grappling the girlfriend. And the Ray of Frost is going to go wide and miss.
It is your turn.
And finally, this final lobster creature bursts up out of the water and is going to launch a pincer at Ick.
I'm going to use a reaction of cutting words.
Okay.
Hopefully that's going to work. Meaning I'm going to use one of my bardic dice to reduce down by 6. I don't know if you want Ick to roll that on me.
Well, the first attack misses on its own.
So
does the second one. This last lobster creature, I can see why he stayed away. So you don't need to, cutting words. It was shit on its own.
Yep. Fair enough.
Ick is going to look up at it, turn round, and remember what close quarter combat weapon it has prepared. It is a scimitar. Ick lets out a panic scream, turns, and just slices a scimitar across the chitinous armor of the creature, and it just shines and doesn't pierce it, unfortunately. Vason.
Oh, I don't know which one to attack. I want to attack them both. How bad does Octopus Man look?
He looks very hurt.
Cool. So I got freedom of movement, yeah?
Yep.
And this water's pretty deep.
Yep.
Right? Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to just swim under...
I'm going to swim underneath everyone to go over here.
Okay.
Because I've got 40 feet of movement. And I'm just going to burst out of the water, cutting this guy, which I believe is now at advantage.
That is now at advantage, yes.
Thank you, Ben. Okay, so we're going to attack with advantage. It's a 25 to hit.
25 will hit.
Cool, so that's an extra 1d4 because big. So that's 14 damage.
Okay.
And we're going to throw another first level Divine Smite on that.
Okay.
Sorry, that should also have another d8 on it, shouldn't it?
Yeah, you just want to roll me another d8.
11 radiant damage on top. So that's 25 overall.
Excellent.
And then for the second hit. Another 25 to hit.
That'll hit again.
For 13 more.
Okay.
I'm not going to smite twice.
It is really hurting. It is not happy. It is going to use its full set of attacks this turn.
Lunch. You're my lunch.
So we are going to start off with checking what its range is. Cool. Everyone's in it.
Oh, no.
So...
Wait, even Toya?
Everyone that is close to it is in it. hang on, what's the range on this one?
Oh, he's having her own battle right now, it's fine.
technically, Toya was within range of one of its abilities, but it's going to use it on one of you guys. Because it has the multi-attack, which means it gets to make 6 tentacle attacks, and use Piscine Transformation.
Oh my god. That last one seems just like the ultimate trauma for Toya.
So I'm going to start by saying 1, 2, 3, 4. Nefira, could you make me a wisdom saving throw, please?
Ooh. Just checking that you're within reach of... never mind, I'm going to shut up.
You are fine. Let us go round the group and everybody... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 for Nuri. Everyone's going to get a tentacle.
Oh, no.
So let's start. Vason, how does a 27 sound to you?
That sounds like it's going to hit.
That is 12 points of damage.
Cool.
And could you make me a constitution saving throw?
1 minute, I'm just finishing that. So constitution saving throw. I'm at the minus 1d4 already.
You are at minus 1d4.
Cool. So constitution
which
saving
technically
throw.
Should have come off of your attacks as well, but but your attacks were both 25s. Wouldn't have mattered.
That is an 11 even before the penalty.
So the d4 goes up to a d6 now.
Oof.
Nefira, a tentacle 28 to hit.
Yeah, that hit.
Oh my god, this guy's rolling well.
That is 12 points of damage, Nefira, and could you make me a constitution saving throw?
Hang on, having arguments with my right mouse button, apply damage. And a what, sorry?
A constitution saving throw.
Which I want to say is advantage because I believe I took a Warcaster.
It's not a concentration check.
Although,
to be fair, actually, it would be Shadow Spirit is a concentration, so both.
Yeah, so Shadow Spirit's around.
So that Shadow Spirit's still there, but if you can roll me a separate...
A 12.
Any d20 you roll for the next minute is at a negative d4. You're sort of banned.
My aura didn't quite do enough for you. It would only have given you 3.
Roll. 22 to hit.
Yeah, that hurt.
This thing rolls
well. Why isn't Bane a condition you could put on yourself?
That is 15 points of damage. And could you roll me a constitution saving throw?
Two of them.
Oh, constitution saving throw. Sorry, I'm a little wild there. con save. There we are.
Any d20 you roll for the next minute is at a negative d4.
Fun.
I hate to say this.
Line of damage.
I hate to say this, but isn't a large reduce also concentration?
It is. I need to... I'm trying to find it. Sorry, let me roll a con save for the... Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're still a big guy. My HP is 30 at the moment. I am just struggling to lower it myself. Right, okay, it is now 30.
Nuri was hit, and... makes the con save.
Woo!
Sergeant That's That's an at 20.
Yeah, no hit. Just gets me.
So that is 21 points of damage.
Halved, because I'm raging.
Yes. So 10. And could you make me a constitution saving throw, please?
Yep. There's a 17.
You are fine. And final tentacle attack against the Shadow Spirit misses.
+9 to hit is brutal.
Nuri is gonna spend another third level spell slot, if I could remember which page the spell book is, and we're gonna go with what is rapidly becoming one of my favorite Baldur's Gate 3 spells. Mass Healing Word.
Yay!
You get a heal, and you get a heal, and I mean, all of you that just took tentacle attacks get a healing of 12 points.
Nice. Oh, that's actually put me right back to where I was before.
Yeah.
Same here.
Health goes down, health goes up, health goes down, health goes up. Meanwhile, over on the island, Toya is gonna rage.
Wait, did it not use its piscine transformation?
It attempted it against Nefira, and he made the save. You've made the save against it both times it's tried to use it now. Toya is gonna swing the greatsword. That is gonna hit. And so that is a damage plus, what is Brain, the Divine Fury? It's 1d6 plus 3, actually plus 5 because of the rage damage. 19 points of damage on the first hit, as a sort of a spectral black sword slices through following the main sword, and then a second attack misses.
It is your turn.
On its turn, it is going to move up to here and attempt to pincer Zara, which is always a great move. Oh dear.
Tori's going into second rage now.
So that's actually the critical damage there. That's big ouchies.
No.
And then, remind me, multi-attack. It can use its tentacles once. It will do. Tentacles shoot out towards Toya, who needs to make me a constitution saving throw, and does. Meanwhile, Wall.
It's me. Wall, feeling a little bit worse for Wes, is he's gonna put in another one of the fancy bullets.
Okay.
Just because. How rough is this thing looking? Like, is it?
Oh, very rough.
Actually, no. He's gonna save the bullet then.
It is lecturing you in your minds in a booming voice about how it has been around for hundreds of years. And how dare you come here and do this to it? And you should be worshipping it. And that hits.
It's like, cool. Damage. 14.
Okay.
Quick reload. Bullet flies out.
Bullet flies in. That also hits.
Sick.
How do you want to do this?
Like, as it's giving this like big speech about like, how dare you be here, Walsh is like, and then just like hits that like the center of the triforce of the eyes that it has, and its fucking brain explodes everywhere, and he's like, I've gotta save that. Oh god. That will end this turn. He's like,
the creature sinks back into the water.
Brain doesn't taste very good. Wait, no, don't go, don't sink under.
It was flying out of the water a little bit, so it's just a and it starts to sink back under the water. Its brain splattered all over the back of the cave and the shadow spirit somehow.
Oh, we're gonna eat so good.
Nefira.
Well, that's annoying. Right, okay, let's go kill more lobsters for Vaisin, because he wants them. Well, are you comfortable for us to move the raft?
Yeah, I can't move it, but you can.
Fantastic. Move me, Token.
I do kind of love how, like, with the three of you there, you're kind of just like a tiny floating artillery platform.
We kind of are, actually. Yeah, we are just literally a gunboat. Alright, so for Nefira's action against this guy, we shall do an Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oh, that'll nice. Hit.
24 points of force damage.
Very nice. It is not happy.
Second one, yeah, it's a 12.
Doesn't hit.
All right, then. And then we have Fury. Fury, can you get there? Yes, you can. Fury can get to there. And it will be able to multi-attack, and it can do Chilling Rend at advantage.
Indeed.
Because flanking is broken. 16 to hit.
That'll hit. That just hits.
Woohoo! For 9 points of cold damage. And the second one's an 11.
That does not hit. The shadow spirit just launches over with its two claws. One rakes through, the other one just sort of bounces off of the chitinous armor.
Make ready, your turn comes.
Glark.
Right. Where exactly am I got the platform to stand on?
I'm picturing it being a 10-foot raft, so if I grab the pen tool, currently sort of picturing your raft being roughly here.
Okay, that's fine, Pen. Which case, I'm going to move here, and would I be correct in saying that this creature is within 30 feet of me now?
You would be very correct in saying that, yes.
Very good. Right. I'm going to go ahead and hit the one which is right in front of me with my Warhammer. First part. I'm guessing this is just a normal roll for the sake of position.
You would actually be at advantage because of the Shadow Spirit.
Excellent. That didn't help. 13.
13 does not hit.
That's fine. Then I use the Storm Girdle to force lightning on this one. Needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. The rolled an 11.
It's failed, then. It takes full damage from the Storm Girdle, which is only 8 points. Lightning damage.
Okay. Lightning just bursts out of the strike that goes wide to the creature and launches over to the other, slamming into it, causing it some damage.
It is your turn.
Zara, seeing this, is going to attempt her own lightning and try a shocking grasp. Somehow misses.
It is your turn.
This one is going to attack Ick and Ick and Glark. That misses Ick. 25 to hit you, Ben.
That hits.
That is 11 points, halved to 5, and you are grappled.
That's fine.
It is your turn.
And then we are back to Ick, who is gonna scimitar. Does not scimitar. What other features do you have?
Honestly, surely he has advantage.
Oh yeah.
The power of the flank.
I'll just roll again. That's the same number.
Wow.
That's the same exact number. Cool. as a bonus action, he is going to helpfully point out to Glar how to hit this creature and provide you with a help action, Ben. So your next attack against it is at advantage, despite the shadow creature. You're at advantage for other reasons that I will hopefully remember when it comes around to Ick's turn again.
It will be your turn next.
Vason.
I feel really bad for what I'm about to do. So I can just get here. Literally, only reason I can is because of my aura. What test would it be to throw a lobster at a lobster?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to grapple lobster one. So let's start with that. That is an opposed strength check. You have advantage because you are enlarged.
But also a minus d6.
Yes.
So I've got that minus 2. So it's a 21.
Well, it rolled a 6, which is slightly lower than 21.
Cool.
So you have grappled it.
And then
just make me a strength roll.
Cool. So like, that's... do I still get the advantage from being large?
Yes.
Cool. It's a 19, and there's my d6 for it. So it's a 3, so it's a 16.
That is exactly what you needed. So you pick up the lobster and you hurl it at the other lobster, and they slamming into each other. Roll me a d6 plus your strength modifier.
Also, wouldn't I go on flying as well? I'm grappled, aren't I?
Oh God, yes.
Good question. Let me look up the grappled condition really fast. While I'm looking it up, roll me the...
Sorry. Oh, minimum damage, 5.
What am I rolling?
I was asking for Vason to roll.
roll the... I guess it's the improvised weapon. Whatever it be.
The improvised weapon of one creature into the other creature.
Oh, wait, I get an extra d4 because I'm big.
Oh, yeah, roll me another d4.
8. Total. Eight.
Okay. Looking at the grappled condition, the condition also ends if an effect removes the grappled creature from the reach of the grappler. So
the
no.
The grappled creature. Yeah, it's
so... You didn't move...
No.
You didn't move Glark.
Glark, in this context, is the grappled creature. Glark wasn't moved. The grappler was moved.
Yes, but it's if you move the grappled creature... Was that not what I... Did I read that right?
Literally... No, it's the opposite way around.
One second. I'm going to look it up again as I close the window. Condition ends if an effect removes the grappled creature from the reach of the grappler.
Yeah, so I think grappled, I would move.
Yeah, if you had picked up and thrown him at the other creature, he wouldn't be grappled anymore. But that didn't happen, and now he's over here.
Are you okay over there?
I can see my head's underwater.
Nuri is going to look around the group and try and work out who needs some healing. It's everyone.
Did I take damage from that, by the way?
No, that you weren't being used to batter anything to anyone, so.
Okay.
Nuri is going to try and heal Nefira. That is a 16 points of healing to Nefira.
I will happily accept that healing.
Make ready, your turn comes.
Toya is going to rage swing at the creature that is grappling her. That will hit. And that's 20 more points of damage. And then the second attack does not hit.
It's your turn.
And we are gonna tentacles at Zara. Zara saves. The tentacles reach out towards Zara and try to infect her with a poison. Wall.
It's me. Bang bang. Same old, same old. So I get my character sheet to open. It would be real nice if it did. Right, did that. I don't think that did it. Wait, here we are. Okay, cool. Shoot at the closest one.
20. That'll hit.
Sick.
Pop. 12.
12 points of damage. And a 23 will hit.
Awesome. Damage. 10. Not as much.
Okay.
Pop, pop on this one. That will end my turn.
Nefira.
Alrighty then, let's get the first and obvious things out of the way. Give me guidance, please. Let's get a couple of Eldritch Blasts going again on the one we've been hitting previously. So, the first one is a dirty 20.
That'll hit.
For 13 points of force damage.
Excellent.
And the second one is a 13.
That does not hit.
That is fine. Right. Can I get you over there neatly? No, I can't. So we'll have you go there, my little fury. Now we shall attack the one that's currently grappling with Underscum and holding him underwater.
Okay.
So Chilling Rend the first is a natural 20.
Oh my god. Hey.
For 19 points of cold damage. I just rolled 2 12s. If it did, that'd be amazing.
Well, it's a... I've got it on the... Critical hits are max damage plus whatever you roll.
Nice.
So that was actually only a 4 on your dice.
We'll see if we get another crit. Not quite.
Not quite, but it still hits.
Yeah, for 13 points of cold damage.
Okay. Anything else on your turn, Nefira? Any movement or...
No, I think the mobile battery is good to stay still.
Okay.
It will be your turn next.
Right. I am going to swing at it with my warhammer, the one which is holding me currently.
Fair plan.
Thrusting myself. I don't have advantage on this one, do I? No.
Not at the moment, no.
So that'll be 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
Going for 11 points plus 2, 13. Then, using the storm again to the other one.
So deck save.
Deck save again, please.
That's a 3.
It's failed. Takes 10 points of damage.
You swing out with your hammer and there's a loud as you hit the creature that is grappling you, and it pulls you up out of the water. And as you come up out of the water, the lightning arcs off of the hammer and over to the second lobster creature and just strikes into it. And then Zara is going to try and follow up with a shocking grasp of her own. That is a no. But she is going to be helpful as well and help Toya by saying, oh, hit the thing!
That's a damn thing. I got given the help action from...
You would have had advantage. Well, you hit. Roll and see if you get a crit.
Forgot about that one myself. No crit. It's fine.
Ah, well.
It is your turn.
On its turn, it is going to attack the shadow creature for a nat 20. All the nat 20s tonight. Jesus. That is 18 points of damage to the Fury Shadow. And then it is going to attempt to tentacles against Arm. Could you make me a Constitution saving throw, please?
Yep. That's a 6.
You are paralyzed. A poison seeps into you from the tentacles, and you are paralyzed.
It's your turn.
Ick is suddenly on the boat on his own without an oar.
Oh god, wait, did Gar take the punt with him?
I assume it either went with him or is in the water now. So Ick is going to pull out his crossbow, aim at the creature that is grappling Gar, and fire the crossbow. Come on, Ick. Come on. No.
You are next.
Vason.
Can I see the punt for Ick's raft?
Roll me a perception check.
Okay. Boom. 19?
You can, yeah. It's just floating in the water somewhere between the island and the raft.
Cool. In which case, I'm going to move 10. Pass that over to Ick using my free object interaction.
Yep.
Which gives me 30 feet of movement, which doesn't really leave me anywhere great. How does jumping work? So when you make a long jump, if you move at least 10 number of feet equal to your strength score. So it's not the modifier, it's the score. Okay. Yep. So I can move up to 18 feet in a long jump, which is basically 4 tiles. So 5, 10. Cool. I'm going to use my movement to do a long jump from here to there. And I think that's enough movement to get the jump, and then the rest of the movement's to there.
That is indeed enough, so you can move yourself there. You just shoot like a missile from the raft up into the air over the two creatures, land with a resounding sound, turn around, bear down on them, and
It's going to be swords, because I would use lightning breath right now, but I will hurt more friends than I will hurt enemies. So that's going to be... I'm going to attack this one. It's grappling more of them.
Okay.
So we're going to hit this one. So that's definitely an advantage, right?
Yeah, I'll say that's it. Like, you're flanking both of them at the moment.
So that's 21 minus 1d6 to hit. So that's 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
Cool. And that's then going to be 14 slashing damage on the first hit for that one.
You bring your sword down straight through the creature and it falls into two pieces.
Fantastic. And I'm going to go and hit the other one.
Okay.
That's a 25 minus
it,
2, so 23.
It'll hit.
And that'll be 13 slashing damage.
Okay.
Cool.
Nuri is going to look over, see do we need any healing. No one that she can reach urgently.
Sorry, crap, I forgot. It doesn't matter if the first one, but the second one, there's the d4 for being big. 3 more damage.
Oh, yes. Nuri is going to check the range of a spell. Oh, yeah, easy.
Oh, my favorite.
Well.
Wow.
There's a loud gonging sound. And the creature collapses, dropping Gla into the water. Which is weird, as it's apparently stopped, as it just because it's Nuri's go. But with that, the combat is at the end.
Okay, wait. Well, let me stay big. I need to go catch the rest of the food. I sort of like start piling the lobsters up on the island, and then the big old octopus and all that stuff. Well, whilst everyone's doing stuff.
Thumbs up and ask that we land on the island over here.
All right.
Thank you.
Actually, I stashed the octopus and the other squid thing on and the other lobster thing on Ick's raft, and I just pushed the raft in.
Ick holding the punting pole, like, assists a little bit, but it's mostly just like showing, like, you know, a kid trying to do it.
I wonder if it was that thing that the Ukuto are referring to.
I mean, it looks tasty.
Kuwatoa.
What was it saying? Something about being centuries old?
I mean, aren't we all? Wall's going to sample the water real fast to see if this is the source of the bad water.
This you can very quickly ascertain to be the source of the bad water.
Cool. Sick. He's going to sit down while the party are doing stuff. He's going to get out of his chair and like sit down on the water's edge and start casting ritually purified drink and water.
Okay.
Just continue casting it.
While you are looking around the island, you've had a little bit of a chance to see the island and see what is here, and also I need to just remove some effects from people.
I can't move my own concentration. It is
the
thing to do.
I don't know what that concentration one is. I can't remove it either.
Interesting.
Hopefully at some point it'll work itself out. You'll lose it at some point. You see in the center of the island a large, what appears to be statue of an Utiyug. Which I'm going to just get the D&D Beyond stats up so that I can have a look at the picture. So you see a large four-legged creature, no eyes, but a large mouth and three tentacles, all with sharp points at the end. An Utiyug. Oh, sorry, D&D Beyond, how do I pronounce this?
Utiyug.
Utiyug.
Just the sultry tones of Matt Mercer narrating what this thing is called.
No, that one was Marisha Ray.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see this statue of the Utiyug surrounded, covered in a crude net that it appears to be wearing as if it's some sort of cloak. One of the legs of the creature is missing, and you can see treasure has been piled up around the three stumpy remaining legs.
Does anybody want me to, like, cut anything or put something aside for them?
Well, puts up his hand while he's casting the spell. Like, saying yes because he's doing the spell, but he puts his hand up like and continues the ritual cast.
Anyone wants a tentacle, a little bit of brain, some of the soft stuff inside the lobster shells? No.
Toya
would
will
you like some butter sauce.
Toya will ask for a tentacle. It's like a spider leg of the sea.
Yeah, like Ace has fully like just dragged everything onto land now. I think he's probably small again. And he's literally, he's not paying attention to the statue. He's just butchering through these things to make them cookable.
Delish.
Mm. Oh, is that thing in the statue the thing that we just killed?
It is
whilst
not.
Whilst holding a tentacle for Toya.
It is very much not the same creature.
Screw it, because someone's going to roll it. There's a religion check for you.
Knowing what very little you know about Quatoa, it appears that this was their previous god. You don't recognize the iconography, because there isn't any outside of this cave.
Well, whatever makes them happy.
You do see, surrounding the statue, about 3,000 copper pieces, nearly 700 silver, and just over 300 gold, if you wish to loot the statue.
What were those numbers again?
So the exact numbers are 3,300 copper, 670 silver, and 350 gold.
Ooh, that's on the note. That's on the list.
Draped over the statue is this cloak that has been made from an old fishing net. Tied to it are a couple of trinkets, a rusty gauntlet, a leather boot, and an amulet made of a composite of iron and wood. Does anyone wish to do anything with any of those things?
If no one grabs them, I'll just sort of like scoop them up into a bundle and just plop them in walls next to wall to identify.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll help you with that.
We'll get done casting the first rounds of purified drinking water on the water, and then start to like have a look over some of the stuff. And be like, you just kind of like, can I eat first? Like at least, because I am so hungry right now.
I think you could just see like Vasons still like stuffing coins into your bag. Sure.
It's like cool. Anyway, he's gonna take 5 pounds. Help him.
He's going, what?
Shadow Sasuke.
How much tentacle?
He's eating tentacles. More than he's a kid. He can pack away an ungodly amount.
I just thought I heard you say 5 tentacles.
No, I said a couple. 1 or 2, maybe 5. Maybe 6.
Leave some for the rest of us.
It's like, there are 4 of these things, and my appetite is objectively the largest.
They also don't taste as good raw. Just like yank one out of Ball's hand.
Oh.
Does anybody have any firewood? And maybe a tinderbox. Mine's kind of wet.
Oh yeah, I'll pass you my tinderbox, and I'll start identifying.
I make a nice big roast.
Wall, do you want to roll me 2 D100s?
I will indeed. Can somebody put these items into the group inventory if we have? I can't remember where that is.
I will.
Thank you, Rob. 2348.
So one of the items attached to the net is a brass orb etched with strange runes. The other is a small glass orb filled with water in which a clockwork goldfish just swims.
There's a load of spheres. I was like, well, nothing magic. Well, they don't seem to be weapons or anything, but one of them does seem to be shake the glass one and be like, I feel like either Toya will love or hate this. Put that to one side and start with the brass one.
Where did my notes for this room go? I closed them. Here they are. The boot is magical. As is the amulet. Which do you wish to cast identify on first?
Is the boot just one boot?
It is just a singular boot.
You cast identify on the boot at fully equipped. I need to rip this enchantment off it and put it on something else.
The boot is a singular boot of elven kind. You know that it to be useless without finding a second matching boot. But you also know that the boots of elven kind certainly do a thing.
Yep. Well, I was gonna sigh because that's a really good item. He's just kind of like, this is absolutely useless in this state. I'll keep an eye on it for now, though.
It is a green leather boot. While wearing the boots, they make no sound.
Oh, boots of elvenkind?
Yeah, boots of elvenkind, but boot singular. Unless we meet someone with one leg, I think we're kind of screwed.
That's in the inventory.
Are you putting in the group inventory, sec?
Also, for the record, if you're on the token controls, it's the 6th symbol on the list.
I'll find it later. It's going to start with the... Not start, it's then going to go on to the amulet.
The amulet is the control amulet for a shield guardian.
Just a load of random half things right now. This is a shield guardian, but again, we don't have the shield guardian for it.
The rune on the back of it tells you which guardian it is that you could control with it. Roll me a... Oh no, you never... did you? Well, I'm trying to roll own history check now. Think you have... Roll me a history check.
Will do. I, Alex, don't remember fighting the Shield Guardians or anything like that. But my memory is abysmal, and I may have been away a session or two. Let's have a little roly-poo. That is an 11, not very good.
You don't remember.
All is exasperated that we keep on finding magic items that do things that we need more shit for.
But Tales of Gaming Addiction has redeemed a stretch, so feel free to stretch.
Stretch. Is the copper orb and fish orb anything, or are they just mundane?
They are mundane trinkets.
Cool.
You said there's a name on the back of the amulet?
There's a rune.
Oh, rune, sorry.
Yeah, there's a rune carved into the amulet. The So a shield guardian amulet.
Cool. That's in that.
Is an amulet, a 4-inch wide disc composed of silver framed wood. The amulet is connected to one specific shield guardian. The shield guardian sole focus is to protect whoever wears the amulet.
Like, we'll explain this, but again, we'll be like, we don't know where the shield guardian is, so hopefully we'll come across it.
If no one objects, do you mind if I look after that? And I just sort of chuck it on.
I mean, maybe it will trigger and come to protect you, but I don't really know, honestly. I'd presume that would be something that the original designers had the foresight to do, but then again, they may not have had the foresight to believe that it would be left in a Kuotoa net.
I guess I sort of just... I poke the rune a little bit? I don't know. I don't know what happens when I put the thing on.
You don't know at the moment.
Is a loud crashing off in the distance somewhere?
I'm just gonna wake up in the morning and like something will be leaning over me.
Is there anything more you would like to do here? Would you like to spend enough time on this island to have a short rest?
We have time for short rest. I'll keep on.
Yeah,
I think I'll keep on, like, just thematically cleaning up the water with ritual spells.
Okay.
My hand is doing fine at the moment. Yeah, I'll forego a short rest just to continue to pump ritual castings to purify the water here.
I'll just sort of stick to. I'm just going to. I doubt it'll count as a short rest, which is fine. I'm missing 4 HP. I can miss a short rest. But I'm just going to like properly cook up everything that we've just slain to turn it into rations.
Okay.
If anyone wants to help, they're more than welcome.
I can help you. If you let me.
Serpus, we'll probably need a second roast. So if you set up one next to it, we can at least have two things roasting at the same time. And I just sort of work with Gar to cook a hell of a lot of seafood.
So, while you take this short rest, and cook up a heck of a lot of seafood that you are preparing to take with you on the next step of your journey. We are going to call a close to the session here. Congratulations, guys. That fight, you leveled.
Oh, nice.
You have now hit level 8. You are a little, about 300, 400 points, XP points into level 8. So at some point between this and the next session, we will, we can either level your characters up together or you can level them up and let me know that you've done it. I'll have a look over anything that you do.
Hello, Sergeant Um again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps. And it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord. If you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.